Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Olina. I hope that you are feeling amazing today. Okay, today, hard love day for you today, my friends. I want to ask you some hard questions and I'm going to tell you a very personal story. Now, my questions that I want to ask you are you truly committed to yourself? And where are you selling yourself short? Where are you not investing in yourself, not necessarily in terms of money, but in terms of things that you can do to really and truly look after yourself? So, a couple of personal stories for you. I went and had my smear test. Oh my goodness, it was in January now. And as I record this, it is the 1st of September. Happy September, everybody. So, at that time in my life, there was a lot going on in my life. My son was unwell. We were going through, oh my goodness, being admitted to hospital and not really knowing what was going on. And my entire focus was on my son. And on top of that, we also had a sort of surprise, we found this by accident diagnosis, which is that we have a genetic eye condition in our family, which is a bit of another surprise. So lots and lots of stuff going on whilst obviously, you know, making sure that I'm looking after my other children and maintaining my business. So I went and had my smear test and the smear test came back as you have grade 1 like cell differentiation. Now that is kind of the purpose of the smear test, is to be looking for these differentiations in your cells. Now, I am not a gynecologist and the details of the smear test elude me a little bit. Now, I also live in Catalonia in Spain, so everything is done in a different language, which does put me at a disadvantage. Now, anyhow, I had to go and I had to have another test, and that other test came back as normal. Now, what they said to me at that time was, look, it is normal, but we recommend that you get a vaccination, and we recommend that you get a vaccination and your husband get a vaccination. But this isn't so bad that we're going to pay for it. If you had it worse, like if it had come back with any more abnormalities, we would be paying for a vaccination for you. Now, I don't mind having a vaccination, but hey, cha-ching, do you know how much this vaccination costs? It's going to cost me over €1,000 to vaccinate myself and my husband. So I kind of buried my head in the sand and thought, I'm not going to think about this. I'll go and get it another day. I had the prescription. Sorry, my brain sometimes doesn't find the words in English very well. So I had the prescription, but I didn't go and cash it in, and I didn't go and cash it in. Now, as I say, a lot was going on for me at that time. So eventually I go and cash it in and they say, oh no, this doesn't work. You have to go back. You have to go and get another one because you've only got one and you need 3 and your husband doesn't have one, blah, 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 blah. So anyhow, here's me thinking, okay, it is now 7 months later on. I really need to sort this out. And I could see that part of my brain is going, I don't want to spend the money on this vaccination. I would rather keep the money and do something else with it. Now, something really sad happened a few days ago. One of my online friends died. Now, I didn't know her very well. I had met her, I had chatted to her. She was in a coaching group that I had together. And sadly, she had breast cancer. She had breast cancer when I was more in contact with her a couple of years ago. And sadly, last week, she died of breast cancer. And that's a very sad story. And what it really made me think was about this vaccination and seeing myself sort of putting my head in the sand and thinking, well, it's just going to be normal. You're going to, you know, carry on. You'll have your smear tests every single year because that's what has to happen. And chances are it will just be normal. And the vaccination, who knows? Like, I don't really understand the statistics of the vaccination, but it's not clear cut that I need to have the vaccination. So what do I do? Okay, so in this situation, I think, right, what is important in this situation? And there's a really useful tool that I use, which is connecting with your future self. So think about yourself, you know, at the end of your life, you're this old, wise person looking back and thinking, at this time in my life, what was important? What was the important thing that comes out of this situation? And it's a really, really useful tool. And really what I came to realize was, okay, I could just not have the vaccination and save myself 1,000 or so euros. And if I did that, I might end up with cancer. Now, chances are I won't end up with cancer. But if I didn't vaccinate myself and got cancer, oh my goodness, wouldn't that be a disastrous situation, thinking you can't go back in time and now vaccinate yourself? Or I could just think, okay, this might reduce your chance of getting cancer a little bit. Go and have the vaccination. And it's going to cost you money. But you know what? If that money prevents you from getting cancer, and you never know these things, it's one of those sort of like chance things that, you know, it's a mental exercise. You can't say, oh yes, this definitely worked. But if it has any, you know, chance of working, then that is 1,000 euros well spent. And so I went and I got the vaccination, and yes, it stung a little bit as I paid for the first dose. Oh my goodness, it was 173 euros. And I had to give the vaccination to myself because I could have gone to the nurse and booked an appointment and et cetera, et cetera. But I'm like, oh, it's so easy to give a vaccination. My husband can do it. He took one look at the needle and went, no, I don't think I can. So I had to vaccinate myself. But the point of this story is, I'm there sitting here thinking, okay, my life is fine. I don't need this vaccination. It's for something in the future. It's not really going to have any benefit right now, this very minute. And do you know what? It might not even have any benefit. But is it worth paying 1,000 euros for that possibility that it's going to save me having cancer in the future? And the answer is yes, it is worth paying that money. And I will never know if it worked or it didn't work. And that, my friends, is where I want to ask you. Are you doing everything to support your long and healthy life? Now, here's the thing. I talk about this vaccination and it's not 100% sure what the statistics are in my specific situation. But what I can say to you is, where you are, leading a healthier life is 100% going to help you. Number one, feel better, immediate effect, feel better, have more energy, enjoy yourself. And you know, get to grips of truly enjoying yourself as opposed to enjoyment through food and things that you feel guilty about afterwards. Now, when we look at illnesses, heart disease, diabetes, lots of cancers, you can so reduce your risk of getting these things by easy lifestyle changes. And it does not have to be difficult. And I see, on a side note, I see so many people saying, oh, you have to get this supplement, you have to get that supplement, blah, blah, blah. No, the basics, the things that you can do that are gonna have the biggest impact on your life are eating healthily, doing some exercise, paying attention to your emotional wellness, sleep. Yeah, you've got it. The four pillars. Those four pillars, when you really brush those pillars off and you really dive into those pillars and make sure that you are doing those things, they are going to have a huge impact on your future health. And they are worth doing. And they're not scary. I know they feel scary to you right now. So that is my question to you. Where are you selling yourself short? And why? So here's another question. So where are you selling yourself short? What aren't you doing that you really know you ought to be doing? And now the next question really is, okay, so why aren't you doing it? And this needs a little bit more diving into. And it's very easy to say, for example, oh, it's all about the money. I don't want to invest the time, the money in doing these things. But often it's a little bit deeper than that. So, you know, I think people who don't step into making changes often feel a bit like, ugh, it's not going to work for me, or I don't have confidence in myself to be able to maintain this. And understanding what is holding you back is really powerful, because when you understand what is holding you back, then you can look at it in a different way and go, oh my goodness, yes, isn't that, you know, something that I can overcome? Isn't that something that I can work to change? And the answer is yes, of course. There is no thought in your brain that you cannot overcome with a different thought and step into ease and flow. So if your brain is busy telling you, I can't do this because blah, 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 your brain is in a rut of negative brain. If you don't know what I'm talking about, negative brain and positive brain, go back and listen to the podcast I did a few weeks ago, which really explained about negative brain and positive brain. So I would love to know what you feel you could be doing and aren't doing, and why you're not doing it. And thinking about your next steps going forward, if you would like some support in this, and now the support can just be having a phone call, a video, a Zoom chat if you want to. But I offer you a free coaching call and say to you, look, come and chat to me and see what is going on and see if I'm a good person to help you. I get amazing results from the people who join my program. Why? Because before you join my program, you really have to be clear that this is what you want to do, that you want to make changes, that you are committed to make changes. So I don't allow people to join my program who are a bit like, do you know what? I'm not sure if this is going to work, and I'm not prepared to invest the time and the energy and all of these things. If you are ready to make changes and you would like some support from somebody who understands how the human body works and how the human mind works, and that you're not broken, you're just a human who lives in this world of so much glucose around the world, so easy to get, then come and book a call and we will chat about what it would look like to work together. And that call is an amazing call in that you will get so much clarity about how your brain is working. I'll send you an assessment before we do the call. You do the call like 24 hours beforehand and then we chat about it when on the actual call. So my friends, where are you selling yourself short? Where are you not making changes where really and truly you know you ought to make changes, and you're just burying your head in the sand and hoping that because it's not so painful now, it's not such a big problem, that this problem is going to disappear? And I tell you, it is not going to disappear. You have a choice right now. You can carry on doing the same things. What is the cost of inactivity? What is the cost of not making changes? Where does that lead to if you don't make changes? Or you can step into Healthy Amazing You and make changes. And one thing I would say to you is really when you jump in into the big pool, you know, feet first and go, yes, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make changes. Actually, when you start to change your identity, it's much easier to make changes. So, you know, you can say, oh, I'm going to make a little change here and a little change here and a little change here. Well, that is an option, but it's much better to jump in with 2 feet and make changes and go, this is new me. And I'm going to do it with support so that I'm not going to take on too much and then fall over and just everything get overwhelming and then give up. But I'm going to do more than one change. I'm going to change a reasonable amount of my life, and I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep going. So, some thoughts for you today, my friends. Have a lovely day, and I look forward to chatting to you again next week. Bye-bye.